discuss them in Yoni Hallel. So the Gemara tells us that there's 18 days a year, Gomer is a Hallel. 18 days a year, we say a complete Hallel. What are the 18 days a year? So we have the 8 days Sukkot, 8 days Chanukah, 1 day Pesach, as you know, perhaps. It's been a couple of days already, a week. And 1 day Shavuos. However, in Chutz La'aretz, in out of the land of Israel, it's 21 days because we have a Yontov Sheni Shagolias. We have a second day we keep. So we add 3 more days for Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. That gives us 21 days. So 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, 21 days in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the criteria? Like, how come these 18 days, what about some other days? So the Gemara goes through, first of all, why do we discriminate against the holiday of Pesach? Sukkot gets 8 days, Pesach gets 1. Why does Sukkot get all 8 days while Pesach doesn't? So that's what the Gemara says, is because the difference between Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the rest of Pesach is, on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, each day you bring your own karban. It brings a separate karban. But as we read on Pesach, Ka'ela, we bring the same karban every day on Pesach. So one of the criteria for reciting Hallel, a full Hallel every day, is that you have to bring your own karban. So on Chol HaMoed, the whole Sukkot, we have its own karban, and therefore every day requires its own individual complete Hallel. Masha Ein Kein on Pesach. So Gemara says, okay, so what about yesterday? What about every Shabbos? Why don't we say a full Hallel every Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because one of the criteria for saying Hallel is it has to be Ikrai Moed. It has to be called, quote-unquote, a holiday. And even though the Vilna Gaon points out, there's a steer in different places about whether it's Shabbos is called the Moed, the Gemara is here working with this side that it's not a Moed. So since Shabbos is not a Moed, so therefore we don't say Hallel, else we'd be saying Hallel every Shabbos. So Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh today? Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed. So if Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed, so why don't we say Hallel? You're saying we do say Hallel. No, but we don't say a full Hallel. On Pesach, we say Hallel every day also. But that's only a Chatzi Hallel. Gemara is, to be recognized as a Hallel, halakhically, it has to be Gomer as a Hallel. A Chatzi Hallel, we'll see, has a different status. So why don't we say, how come only going to say a Chatzi Hallel today? Why don't we say a full Hallel? Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed, and it has its own carbon. It seems to fit the criteria of saying a full Hallel. So Gemara says, no, it's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. We have a third category. There has to be an Isser Malacha. It has to be a day where work is prohibited. So therefore, again, so Chol HaMoed Pesach is out because there's no Karban. Shabbos is out because it's not called the Moed. Rosh Chodesh is out because it's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. So the Avnei Nezer asked the question. So we'll get to Chanukah, yes. See, that's the Gemara. We'll get to you. That will be the next question in the Gemara in a minute. But before that, the Avnei Nezer asked the question and says, so what about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? Like we've had plenty of times this past year, maybe this coming year. So it has everything then, because from Rosh Chodesh, you have everything except the Issa Malacha, but there is no Issa Malacha. And so the Avnei Nezer gives us a rule that we only say our full Hallel if it's one thing that creates the three things. In other words, it has to be the same Mechayev that creates an Issa Malacha, the Karban, and Moed. You can't have three different holidays coincidentally. There's nothing, it's coincidental, nothing's coincidental, but it's coincidental that Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos. But it, as we'll see, that'll be they remain Shtei Kedushos. So perhaps that could, if they fuse into one Kedusha, then you'd be right. So from here, it seems to be a proof that they remain independent Kedushas. Rosh Chodesh stays independently, and Shabbos, and therefore there's no Hallel. So the Gemara continues before your question of Chanukah. The Gemara says, okay, so What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it has its own karban. It's called the Moed, and it has an Isser Malacha, Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It has the big three, and yet, as we know, we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, you're right, we should. Fundamentally, we should say Hallel, a complete Hallel. Why don't we? Because the Gemara says that what?
Davening's too long.
Yeah, that could be the real reason. But the Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara couches it in because is it appropriate that we're being judged on Chayim and Misa? It's a time of life and death. It's a serious, it's still a happy time, but it's a serious time. And we're sitting there singing Hallel, oblivious of like people, mi yichya, mi yama. So it's not appropriate to the day because it's too serious of a day. We have no over, like the Rambam's question is, it's not a day of Yemei Simcha Yisera. We don't overly do it. I mean, saying Hallel, Hallel is the sign of a day of a Simcha Yisera. So you're right, in principle we should, but for Meta Halacha, or these are the Halacha, but for other considerations, we don't say Hallel. So the Gemara says, okay, to Jason's question, so what about Chanukah? Chanukah certainly isn't called the Moed because it wasn't around when the Torah said talked about Moed. Although the Ramban says there's an allusion, Bahaloska, to Chanukah, but we as Chanukah is only Drabanan. There's no Issa Malacha, so it doesn't have the big three. It doesn't have anyone big three. You need all three out of three to qualify. So why in the world do we say Hallel on Chanukah? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to come up with a different reason. You know why we say Hallel on Chanukah? It's Yom She'ira Bones. It's a day which a miracle happened. So now we have a separate criteria. So either you need the big three, as in Moed, Issa Malacha, and your own Karban. If you have all three, then you do say it. Or another criteria, it has to be a day that a miracle happened. Chanukah is a day that a nace happens, so you don't need to forget the big three. If it's a day where it's a miracle occurred, one has an obligation to say a Gomer and a Sahalel. So the Gemara asks, so what about Purim? Purim is Yom She'ira Bones. Purim is a day which a miracle happened, and yet we don't say Hallel at all. Therefore, that's the famous Gemara in many places, which gives different reasons why on Purim we're not Gomer Mitzvah Hallel. Number one, the Gemara says, a geographical proof. We always say Hallel on miracles that happened in Eretz Yisrael. If the Nisim happened in the land of Israel, then it warrants Gomer Mitzvah Hallel. But last I checked, the holiday of Purim happened in Persia, which is Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, you don't say, you're not Gomer Mitzvah Hallel. But yet, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That can't be the criteria. We just celebrated Yisias Mitzrayim, Passover, the Exodus from Egypt. Last I checked, the Exodus from Egypt was from Egypt. That's where the miracles happened. The 10 plagues, Kriyas Yamsuf. And yet, well, at least on the first day, we were Gomer Mitzvah Hallel. The Gemara says, you're right, it's tax season now for all you accountants out there, and even if you're not, you have to file, that the old grandfather clause. Of course, Eretz Yisrael is only a factor once Yoshua entered the land of Israel, and we got the land of Israel, but clearly, before we ever entered the land of Israel, that can't be a factor in determining whether we say Hallel or not.
Yeah. Because there are other times where there were milchamos that when Yeshua did conquer, we don't celebrate, like when Yericho fell.
That's different. Do you need more than, which miracles you're saying you don't say? We'll get to it, right. But I'm saying is, that's just, first we're just on the principle for a second, and that will lead to Yom HaAtzmaut also. And number two, let me just finish off Purim, and we'll have to continue on Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, which we were getting to, is the second reason the Gemara gives is because that we do say Hallel on Purim. It's called Megillas Esther. The Gemara says that's why we don't say Hallel, because it's Kriyasazu Halela. That's the famous V'iri. Let's say if you don't have a Megillah, do you say Hallel or not? So he says yes, we say no. And the third answer of the Gemara is Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We were under, truly went free from the terrible Gzera of Haman HaRasha, but we're still under the dominion of Achashverosh. So we only could say Hallel if we're in the state of Avdei Hashem. Like when Paro let the Jews go the night of Pesach, it says, we're no longer Avdei Paro, no longer servants of Paro, we're servants of God. So that's the cloud. So we have two different reasons to say Hallel. We have the Hallel, we have the big three, and then we have the Nes, and that's why. Because the question is, the Gemara gives us, why do we need two reasons why we don't say Hallel and Shvi Shel Pesach? Because the Gemara gives the reason, because is it appropriate? The Egyptians are drowning and we're going to sing Shira? Yeah, what do we need that reason? The Karbanah's reason is better. That covers the whole Pesach. The answer is because there's two different reasons. Out the Karbanos, so that's why we don't say Hallel based on the big three. But on Shvi Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf happens. You say, okay, forget about the big three. It's the day that a miracle happened. We have to come on to Yom Shir Bo Nes. We have to come on that the Egyptians were drowning. That's what we don't say. So we'll have to continue on what type of miracle, where does it ever happen to warrant Hallel? And even if it is a day, do we have a right to institute a new Hallel today?